leading international scientists, researchers, representatives of donor agencies, non-governmental groups, and UN agencies are hoping to evolve a better future for sub-Saharan Africa's dry lands, safe from the scourge of desertification. Agriculture in the Sahel, sub-Saharan Africa's northernmost agriculture zone, is being threatened by desertification, aggravating food insecurity in one of the poorest regions of the world. Millions of farmers in the region who practice subsistence farming in a fragile environment have seen crop yields fall drastically over the years. Mark Winslow of the International Crops Research Institute for the Semi-Arid Tropics says new techniques, including applying even small amounts of fertilizer called microdosing, can increase crop yields dramatically.
If you buy about $10 of fertilizer, you get about $50 worth of extra millet. Millet is the main cereal crop in these dry areas of the Sahel. A lot of potential solutions that have been developed by research or are being developed have not been implemented yet because we don't have the world commitment and the investment that the problem needs. So we're trying to highlight some of these solutions. One example is what we call microdosing, and that is to overcome the old belief that fertilizer is a bad thing for dry places, because we have a lot of research now that shows that if you use the right types of fertilizer, it can actually be a very good thing.
Niger, host of the three-day international workshop, was hit by a debilitating famine in 2005, prompting an international emergency response, including $100 million in food aid. Winslow says intensifying international effort to combat land degradation in sub-Saharan Africa's dry lands is more cost-effective than providing food aid.
We estimate probably about $20 million per country would enable us to really spread this technology. Per country, I mean, of the dryland countries like Niger, Mali, Burkina Faso, Senegal, northern Nigeria, Chad, all of these Sahelian countries.
He says such investment could have made a difference in Niger.
For example, we calculated that if in Niger, if only 20% of the farmers had adopted this in 2004, there probably would have not been any famine in 2005. So if you calculate the cost of hunger, and which includes the cost of having to import all the food for food aid, it's much cheaper to invest that $20 million.
The United Nations has declared 2006 the International Year of Deserts and Desertification. The Niamey Forum hopes to galvanize global support to reduce poverty by combating desertification in the Sahel region of Africa. Gilbert Acosta for VOA News, Abuja.